By now, you've raked those leaves to the curb and called 311 for the city to come pick them up. But if you live in the county, there's no brush pickup. Many Hamilton County residents opt to burn the leaves and garden rubbish in their backyards. The Hamilton County Air Pollution Control Bureau issues burn permits to city and county residents throughout the year. Amber Bowles from the Air Pollution Control Bureau joins me with details. The purpose of your agency is monitoring daily air quality as well as in the event of an incident dealing with that. But you also are the ones people need to go to if they decide they want to burn their autumn leaves.
We monitor daily air quality, but we also regulate air quality in Hamilton County. And one of the ways that we do that is with seasonal burning. When the fall comes around and it's time to burn those leaves and brush that's fallen out of the trees, then they call our office or go on our website and we'll help them get what we call a burning permit. And you have to have a burn permit in order to burn in Hamilton County.
There are certain periods of the year when there is no burning allowed.
There is no burning from May 1st through September 30th of each year. We do that because that is one of the proven methods to reduce air pollution.
It's also at times, maybe not this year, but in previous years where there have been droughts and it would be really easy for those fires to spread.
That's correct. In addition to reducing air pollution, burning in the cooler months is a safer option for everyone because when it's really dry and it's really hot, fires tend to have a better chance of getting out of control.
What happens if you're caught burning without a permit?
You're more than likely going to be issued a citation, and you're going to have to come in, and you could be fined up to $25,000 per day per occurrence for burning illegally.
And that applies to private citizens as well as corporations.
It does. It applies to anybody that's burning in Hamilton County. Air pollution is air pollution, and it pollutes the air no matter who's behind the pollution.
When someone applies for a permit, does that cover a broad range of time?
Once you get a burning permit from the Air Pollution Control Bureau, it covers the entire burn season from the point that you get it to the end of the season. Burn season starts October 1st of each year, and it goes through April 30th. It's kind of like a school year.
You issue a daily air quality bulletin. You can get a fax, you can get an email, you can go to the website and see it. And occasionally that daily air quality report says no burning even during the burning season.
Just because you have a burn permit does not necessarily mean you can burn every single day of the burn season. We determine if burning is allowed along with forestry each day of the burn season. And that is based on air quality and if forestry deems it to be safe to burn. When we look at air quality, we look at, is it in the good range or the moderate range? Or is it going to be unhealthy for either sensitive groups or the general population? When we get into the ranges where it's unhealthy, we don't allow burning because it contributes to those people's health issues, and we don't want to add to that. So we only allow burning on days where the air quality is good or moderate. And then forestry comes in and says, you know, yes, it's safe to burn. You know, it's not too windy. It's not too dry. Sometimes we won't allow burning if forestry says it's not safe.
Yeah, high winds or
high winds. Sometimes they call it for low humidity, things like that.
Can you apply online or do you have to physically go to your building?
We actually have three ways that you can get a permit. You can go to our website, which is www.apcb.org. You can call our offices at 423-643-5970 and we'll mail you an application. You can mail it back to us and we'll mail you the permit. Or you can come in person to our offices. And depending on where you're getting a permit in the city or the county will depend if you can leave with the permit that day. But you can come in, pay your fee, and apply, and then we'll get your permit to you. I do want to mention if you go online, you can get the application off the website and fill it out. But then at that point, you either have to print it off and mail it in, or you have to bring it to our offices in person, and then we'll process it from there. We have two kinds of burning applications. There's a city application and a county application. A city application is for any municipality in Hamilton County, with the exception of Saudi Daisy. And that's because every municipality in Hamilton County except Saudi Daisy offers a brush pickup service. So if you live within those areas, the application does have a $50 fee that is non-refundable and an inspection is required. And our investigator comes out and just wants to see what you're burning, where you're burning it, and if it would be the best way to dispose of this material or if it would be better to use the brush pickup service. Each municipality has different rules with their brush pickup service, so depending on where you live, depends on what they're looking at. But overall, they're looking to see where you're burning and what you're burning. If you live in the county, the application has a $5 fee, and that's because in the county, there's not a brush pickup service that's free of charge. And so we understand that those people may have a harder time getting rid of their brush. If you live in the county, most times you don't need an inspection. Sometimes you will, maybe depending on what we see on the application.
If you see someone burning during an off season, who would you report it to try and stop that individual from contributing to the pollution?
You would call our offices. We have an investigator who's on call 24/7. You can call 423-643-5970. If it's after hours, we have a message that comes up and you leave a message and then our investigator gets the message and they contact you back. It's 24/7 and it's best to call when the person is burning because it's easier for us to take action when they're violating rather than after the fact, because it's hard to prove when they were burning if the fire is already out. You can call our office 24/7. Like I said, if it's after hours, leave a message. If it's during hours, we'll take your complaint. And our investigator goes out and sees what's going on. And from there, he may decide to issue a violation.
Do you have many people that call that would want fires for a personal ceremony or a religious ceremony?
Yes, there are many people that, you know, have a recreational fire, a religious fire, a ceremonial fire. We understand that there are other kinds of fires other than just disposing of your brush. In those instances, you do not have to have a permit to burn, and that's all year. It's not just during the burn season. But with a recreational fire or a ceremonial fire, we ask that it's no larger than 3 feet by 2 feet. And you can only burn clean, untreated wood or charcoal. You can't throw those leaves and things in there and say you're having a recreational fire and you're really disposing of them. You also have to be out enjoying that fire. You can't have the recreational fire burning and you're in the house watching TV. That just doesn't work. You know, it has to be legitimate. I mean, you have to truly be using it for recreational purposes. If you want to have something like a bonfire, which is going to be bigger than 3 feet by 2 feet, you don't have to have a permit for that. But we do ask that you contact your local fire department about a week in advance to let them know that you'll be having the bonfire. They'll give you instructions from there if there's something that you need to do special. But if you have any questions, feel free to call us and we'll help you through it.
What can you burn?
In Hamilton County, a burning permit only allows you to burn clean, untreated wood, natural vegetation, leaves, sticks that have fallen out of the trees. Everything else is illegal. And you also cannot burn stumps because stumps cannot be burned in the amount of time. When you have a burning permit, even though you can burn, we only allow burning during certain hours. And that depends on the daylight hours. We stop burning about 2 hours before the sun sets because as the sun sets, the air becomes more stagnant and the smoke doesn't move out of the area. It's really important to make sure that whatever you're burning can be burned within those designated hours. And at the end of those designated hours, that fire needs to be put out. If it's not, you're in violation of your permit and you could be subject to a fine. It's illegal to burn paper. A lot of people call us and they say, you know, I've got all these old papers. I'm worried about identity theft. I want to burn them and get rid of them. Unfortunately, you can't do that legally in Hamilton County. The ink from the paper gets into the air and pollutes it. It's very harmful to people's health to breathe in that stuff. We recommend shredding. The county has 2 or 3 annual shredding days. The Better Business Bureau offers a Secure Your ID Day twice a year. You cannot burn treated or painted wood. So if you've got an old fence that's been painted in your backyard and you want to get rid of it, you can't do that because it's been painted. Other things that you cannot burn, cardboard, plywood, engineered products, vinyl siding. You can't burn insulation, PVC pipes, tires. All of this is illegal. Roofing materials, sheetrock, plastics, household garbage. Again, the only things that you can burn are natural vegetation.
You are also required to get a burning permit if you're burning in a barrel. For more information, follow the links from the Around and About blog at WUTC.org. If you do obtain your burning permit and decide to burn your brush, the Air Pollution Control Bureau requests that you remain with the fire until you have completely put the fire out and never leave it unattended. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.